any more small parcels that somebody can go and do 1 acre additional ones. I mean, that's the limitation. That's been the limitation of that little piece. I'm sure Johnny Morris would have bought that acre just to add to this 1,000 if he could have, but it just didn't work out that way. And so the fact that I've already had some campers on there, I would love to be able to make it a little better operational and look better. So.
It seems like one of their main concerns is the things like their clubhouse and their pool and things like that. What assurances could they have that people wouldn't be going across and using their facilities?
Well, I'll say this, the current residents that's been there 3 years actually work there. They're the pool company. I mean, that's their. I guess.
The people that are staying in those campers now.
They're the company that owns the pool. They actually service all of Branson Canyon's pools. So that's who's been there for 3 years. Yeah, so. But that's the same kind of deal. Like when I lived here since before all this got developed, and we always thought, man, VRBOs are coming in. This is going to be horrible. And VRBOs came. And when we see a lot of people come through here, but that's, you're going to see that. But I will say this, I don't have a problem, for me, on liability standpoint. I mean, again, I have a lot to lose in that situation. It would be very important to me as a business owner to have my rental agreement stating, this is off limits. This is off limits. This is your limits. The lake is your limits kind of thing. So, I mean, from my liability standpoint, that's going to be in my written paperwork regardless, whether somebody asked for it or not. Because, again, it's not my responsibility to keep people out of other people's pools, but at least I did my due diligence to make sure that I don't have to call at 10 o'clock at night, because I am the kind of person that if I got a call at 10 o'clock at night saying one of your residents is swimming in the pool, I would be there, because that's the kind of person I am. But I will do my best so I'm not getting that call.
Sure.
Trent, can I clarify? I think I asked you earlier that you plan it, or you intend to meet the rest of this criteria here. I think I just heard you say that you have people living there that I'm assuming are living year round if they're working in maintenance.
No, they're seasonal.
They are seasonal.
Yeah, the pool is seasonal. They actually come in
about April. Their pool got opened a little later this year because of the whole COVID deal.
The pool is seasonal, or your RV parkers are seasonal?
RV parkers, because that's
okay.
He actually is a resident of Texas.
Okay.
And so they come up in here. They own the business here locally, right. And then they come up for that.
And then he'll leave after their pool closes.
Trent, could you tell me if you know of any other commercial property up the road there other than the storage units?
Okay, so, yeah, can you zoom down, Scott? So if I remember correctly, and I haven't looked at this in a long time, but I'm pretty sure most of this is Branson Canyon. And right now, they're developing out this direction. Actually, curves and dead ends right here at the power lines. So this is all commercial. Then we got phase 12 of Emerald Point. This goes all the way up to the highway here, comes across and back down. So this is literally, fellas, I'm surrounded by commercial. That's all this is.
There's also nightly rentals across the street from Branson Canyon and some single houses right there.
Yes.
On the right.
Yeah.
Where is that?
There's some little houses. All you really see is driveways unless you look up.
Yeah, right,
some homes.
Right.
And they're nightly rental.
And just so you know, I know I'm visible too from the pool, and so is the mini storage, because their elevation is higher than mine. I mean, even if I put a 20-foot fence, they're still able to see that way because their elevation is higher. But they would have a better chance of putting up their own, because they don't have any buffer. None whatsoever. So they would have a better chance of having their own buffer if I was, because if you think about it this way, logically, with me having campers there for 3 years, if that had been a true issue, they would have already put buffers around the pool.
Scott, I am right about the nightly rental on a home up there on the right.
That I don't know. I don't remember.
They're not permitted. They're
could
just
not
there.
Be. They're there. I haven't looked at them.
Yeah.
The first one I don't believe is there. It's the next one.
Yes.
But again, I would just to kind of give my final thoughts on that.
I would highly suggest, just for my sake as a resident of that area, that if you were to approve it, put the restrictions on it. That way that it's always there, to not exceed the limitations. And that way we're all safe. So.
Scott, I'm not sure, but we have some folks here that are asking to come back up here.
So, Mr. Vice Chair, I might recommend that since we gave the applicant additional time to talk, that maybe we limit any comments that anybody has to 30 seconds just to for speed. I know we have a whole other case to hear.
That's up to you.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to come forward and have a quick statement?
I just kind of want to say, I mean, I know he can say he can do, you know, all this stuff put in place, but it's still an RV park, and that's what you have these guidelines to that are in place. And I mean, I just, there's still, and we should never have to put a buffer up. And Pete, our pool guy, is wonderful. He does use one of those across the street, great guy. He doesn't use our amenities. We don't have to worry about him coming on to Branson Canyon and using, taking advantage of all that stuff. But it's still, and he could sell, and the next person, there could be those restrictions in place, the next person could do, I mean, whatever, because you guys have changed that guideline now. So I just want to read it. It's still the RV park that's going to be there that we're opposing and wanting you guys to stay with the variance that you guys have in place. And the home, that's a nightly rental. That's a home. I mean, it's not. That's
but
fine.
It's commercial.
Right, yes. And I don't think.
That one house I don't believe
here?
Is.
This is not commercial. They don't rent out. They're not nightly rentals.
Well, there's not homes all the way through there yet.
That's Emerald Point.
That's Emerald Point.
Yeah, Emerald Point.
It could be
nightly
rentals. It could be anything.
It's not nightly rentals, though. I don't think it's.
There's no homes
it's
up there.
Right now, yeah.
It's
okay.
Empty.
Yeah. And then this, I know he pointed down here when he was up here, if you move man back. This isn't part of the commercial development of Branson Canyon. It would just be up here.
But that is commercial. Those are storage units.
Right, but it's not the part of the phase
right.
of Branson Canyon.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just had a question. If it's an RV park, do they have opportunity to, is it long-term or short-term rentals? Or I mean, it's whatever they want to use those spots for. It's not like they have to have long-term like a year lease or anything, right? They could have people in for, they could do Airbnb and have people coming in back and forth. Is that correct?
In our guidance code section, I don't know what it is, but 2.6 is recreational vehicles are intended for temporary or seasonal occupancy and shall not be occupied on a year-round basis. That's the guidance code currently.
Okay, but they could be a week at a time, right? I mean, there's no limitation to that. Okay.
It must be less than a year.
Okay. I just want to state that having two campers there that are there for the whole season versus having seven spots where people are coming for vacation back and forth and enjoying, I mean, that's a good moneymaker. I mean, that's a good idea. I have an acre and a half in my area that I'm thinking about ways to make money. But anyway, having seven and having it with people coming and going makes it more difficult to manage people going across the street and using our amenities. That's another concern.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just real quick, as I had mentioned, we don't put streetlights in because of light pollution. One of the things Branson Canyon opted not to do is put a fence in, make it gated. We want to make it look like an open atmosphere. We do have issues with people coming up from Big Bear, driving their four-wheelers up through the property and going, if you go down. They'll come all the way up through here and go back here where we have that overflow parking, and then they ride around here in the timber. They've been going in and out. That's the things we want to try to limit. And we as a, I'm on a committee with Branson Canyon, and we as committees are trying to figure out how are we going to maintain that to keep people from coming in and going through and with four-wheelers and also using the amenities like the pool. So we struggle with that now. And our fear is, are we going to struggle with more? Well, that's my point.
All right. Thank you. Scott, at this point, do we
close the public hearing, take it up for discussion, and see if you get a motion for either approval or denial of just the variance. This doesn't approve the RV park. This is just
right.
the variance.
Okay.
And then take a vote.
Okay, so do we go ahead and close this?
Mm-hmm. Just close the public hearing, right. and you can discuss and see if you can get a motion.
All right. So we'll close the public hearing part of it. And
Steve, I struggle a bit, and these are never easy decisions, but I have to try and fall back on putting it in some kind of a framework for us and guiding our decisions. And this is a guidance code to help just guide our decisions here. But I look at, are there compatibility issues? I think quite possibly, but we've heard that. But I don't think that's what we're here to measure today. I think we're here to measure, is this an undue hardship? Just the size variance that we're looking at from 1 acre to 3 acres is requiring 1 acre is an undue hardship in this particular case. And quite possibly, I think it is. I think that it's already an established RV park. I take that back. It's a lot which is being used for RVs. It's not an RV park. I think 7 is a reasonable number that I'm not sure is a reasonable number. I think that it does create an undue hardship to limit it to 1 acre as opposed to 3. And in this case, I would probably support going to that. I hear that there are issues with compatibility. I think planning and zoning may have to take those into consideration, but I think they can take the bigger picture into consideration with lighting plans and other buffering that's going to happen. We're not hearing that tonight. And just hearing that people are opposed to the RV park as opposed to the 1 acre versus 3 acre, that's what I'm filtering through in my head. And the 1 acre versus 3 acre is what we're here and deciding right now. I think it does create an undue hardship, and I would support.